We are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. We do this on Drive Radio as well. My son and I both drive cars from time to time. And Richard, we both had the opportunity to drive a 2023 Lexus LS 500, and it sort of had their little sport package, the F Sport package, along with it as well. First off, I mean, that as you know, this is a car that I absolutely love. I talk about it constantly. I don't even have to drive one to love it because I just know the history of this car. What are your thoughts, though, of this car?
Yeah, I was going to say, this is one of your more favorite vehicles of all time, Dad, and the fact that this car is sub-$100,000, actually sub-90. I think this one is actually sub-85.
It's like 83,000 was this particular model. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Which some of you are going to say, oh, my gosh, guys, you guys are talking about it. Yes, this is a luxury sedan, folks.
Yeah, this is competing with the likes of the high-end Mercedes, high-end BMW 7 Series, and so on. I mean, this is a full-bore, full-size, largest sedan in its class anymore that you can get. There's really not much bigger than that. Yeah, there's some Rolls-Royces and things like that, Richard. But in regular daily production vehicles, this is the large sedan model that a lot of companies, in some cases, don't even have anymore.
Well, exactly, and that's the thing that Lexus has kept this car, Dad. They've made some refinements. They really updated this vehicle about five years ago or so, back in 2018. They gave it a bigger screen this year, which is really nice. The Apple CarPlay and Android Auto are now wireless, which I know you like.
Yep.
And is a great thing. It's got some new voice commands, a new touchscreen, as I mentioned. And it's really, again, that's kind of essentially the same as last year, to be honest with you, just with a few things there. Honestly, Dad, this is one of the most favorite cars. It's quiet on the inside.
It is.
It drives smooth. The different sports modes are really nice. The only complaint I had in this car, and you drove a little bit more than me, so I'll let you get into the nitty-gritty, but the performance aspect, this has got I believe it's got a twin-turbo V6 in it, if I'm not mistaken, Dad.
I believe that's
correct. Or at least a turbocharged V6. Here at our altitude, it's just not quite there.
Agree.
And just the tuning of it and that sort of thing. However, outside of that, and this is not a speed demon or anything like that, Dad, like I said, it's nice, it's quiet, it's comfortable on the inside, you can get in it, and you really feel luxurious. And I'll be honest, Dad, and I don't say this a lot of times with Lexus, you feel like you're driving a car that's actually worth about $20,000 or $30,000 more than the car you're actually driving.
Yes, and I will say the exact same thing, and I don't think you're wrong in that. And this one that we drove, of course, was the all-wheel drive. And I don't know if they've even got a non-all-wheel drive version, but this was an all-wheel drive version. Works well in our snow. I guess had a little bit of snow that actually had an opportunity to drive this car in. And bottom line, car works really well. Yes, and by the way, the biggest complaint on the power side, Richard, is not that it doesn't have enough power. It's in Lexus, if you're listening, which I know you will, it's at our altitude, how that's delivered is my complaint. It just has at times, not always, but at times has awful, awful turbo lag, which for a car of its stature, Richard, of its status, should not have. That's my opinion.
Well, and you and I have talked about this. And now you can go into some of the different modes, right? The sport mode,
Correct.
Sport plus, and change that tuning a little bit. You can sort of put it in manual mode with paddle shifters, and you can get those RPMs up, and that helps a little bit. But honestly, Dad, most people, especially driving this car, don't want that, right? They want that instantaneous power
Correct.
Available to them. So again, it's just a little bit different at our altitude and our elevation, you know, our climate here.
And again, it's not that it doesn't have enough horsepower, because it's a twin turbo V6, 416 horsepower car, but it feels at times, and I'm sorry I have to say this, Lexus, but it feels at times that I'm driving a turbocharged four-cylinder, and I don't like that part, Richard. And I think correct me if I'm wrong, but that's my explanation.
You know what? I think you kind of hit the nail on the head rather than a turbocharged V6. And the benefit, and I just looked this up, they do have a rear-wheel drive and all-wheel drive, as you mentioned, so they still do have the different options,
Correct.
Which is, again, great all-wheel drive. For our climate, Dad, you can get through most snowstorms here without an issue. But, yeah, that performance piece. Outside of that, Dad, outside of the engine, everything on the inside of the car, nice, quiet.
Beautiful.
And I know some of you are going to say, well, Richard, you've said quiet like five times here.
It is.
I don't think you guys understand. You get into this car, Dad, you drive down the highway, and you're not really hearing anything,
are you? I will say this. And some of you BMW guys are probably not going to like me saying this. It's quieter than a 7 Series BMW on the inside.
wow, that's saying something.
It is. It is that quiet. So to your point, Richard, all, and by the way, would I not buy this car because of some of the engine issues I had? I can learn how to drive around those, and you could as well. So would it keep me from buying it? No. Do I think it could be better, and could they tune this car a little differently to make it perform better, especially at our altitude, you know, right off the dead stop? Yes, they could. Again, is it going to keep me from not buying the car? No, Richard, against one of my favorite cars.
No, well, and like you said, I think you kind of hit the nail on the head there, Dad, which is it would not prevent me from driving it. No, the performance wouldn't at all. It's definitely something. And because a lot of things that you can't get over, right? If it was noisy on the inside, you don't want to buy a $80,000 plus car if it's noisy on the inside, right? You want it nice and quiet. You want some of those creature comforts.
Correct.
And now I will say this, that this specific model does not, you know, have the recline, you know, the drop down stuff that some of the other competition has, and some of the fancy back seats. No, this car, Dad, and it's priced at that rate, is more for you to kind of get in, have really comfortable, you know, driving down the road. You can sit full-size adults in it without too much of an issue. And honestly, Dad, I would encourage people to go check them out. I don't know if they have any of these on their lot, but they may very well have some used ones. And again, since they haven't changed since 2018, I encourage
okay
folks
too
to go do that. So,
that's right.
When they do, head to their local dealer, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
All right, I got about 10 seconds. Andy asks, why does altitude affect even turbocharged engines? Why is that a factor? We live, again, at about 6,000, 5,600 feet. We lose a lot of air. Turbochargers are supposed to help aid in that by forcing more air, more induction into the engine. And if it's done correctly at our altitude, they really do work well. This one just isn't tuned well enough at our altitude, Richard, is how I'll leave it. So appreciate it. I'll talk to you next week.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.